Struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Sales Culture Show. I'm your host, Joe Lemon. We are a podcasting agency that helps B2B brands set great sales meetings utilizing interview-based podcasts and maximize their audio advertising spend. Now, with that said, let's dive into today's show. I just want to thank you so much for tuning back into the Sales Culture Radio Show. Really excited to bring this episode to you. And let me give you some backdrop. So this is going to be two sales guys talking about how they're going about trying to evolve with the current state of sales. And I first found out about Justin Phillips. That's my guest today. He's actually interviewing me, but I found him on the Anchor app. And as you guys know, Anchor is doing some big things. So big shout out to Anchor for getting purchased by Spotify. Spotify, I think, is going to pump a lot of influence into the market about what's going on here on Anchor's platform. And I was searching for other sales podcasts on the Anchor app. So I did a quick search, and you know, there's a lot of different salespeople that were coming up. And you know, as you can expect, most sales podcasts expire after about four or five episodes. Maybe our sales guys get kind of too distracted and go in different directions. But one guy who I really, really gravitated towards and thought he was bringing some really good content was Justin Phillips from the Sports, Sales, and Coffee podcast here on Anchor. His podcast is really all about sales and marketing, and it focuses on how the whole business end of sports, which is really cool for me because I also work with sports teams. I was like, look, man, we just started going back and forth, had some voice notes, commenting on each other's content. He was asking questions back and forth, and it was just really good, natural engagement. So I was like, we should totally just do an actual episode together. He invited me on his show, and then we went through the interview. So what you're about to hear is me being interviewed by him, but just to kind of give you some of my own propaganda around podcasting and why I just really think it's a great opportunity for anybody, especially in sales, just to go out and use this as a tool to kind of network. I mean, it's a very organic way to go about meeting people, and I talk more about this throughout my interview with him. And we, you know, just kind of share the current state of how you go about building business these days. You can't solely be caught up on just trying to email and cold call and just do the same tactics that we did almost 10, 20, 30 years ago. So I think it's a really refreshing conversation. I had a lot of fun just kind of chopping up with Justin. So sit back, enjoy this episode with Justin Phillips from the Sports, Sales, and Coffee podcast.
You were one of actually the first people when I started the Sports, Sales, and Coffee small empire, as I might say it. Not yet, but
nice.
You were one of the first people, you know, me just being technology like inefficient, hit me up, and I was like, wait, whoa, what does this do? And I didn't listen to it. You asked me questions. I tried to get back to you. I started listening to your podcast, and I was like, you're right. I was kind of nervous when I first started talking to you, like, man, is this gonna be like that, you know, that weird like first date, like, what do I say? How do we feel each other out? Jumping on the phone, I was like, nah, man, he's cool. I like it. I feel like I've known this guy.
Nah, man, trust me, man. I'm just a regular dude from Pittsburgh, man. Not fancy at all.
I like it. Right from Pittsburgh, so you know the cold like we were talking about earlier. You know the cold a little bit, but, yeah. But now you're in the West Coast.
Totally gotten soft out here too, though, man. I just gotta keep it real. It's like, you know, being born and raised, I used to, like, you know, wake up early, man. I was just always an early bird type of dude, like always up fully awake by like 6 o'clock easy. And I was like a personal trainer for years. So I used to have clients that I used to meet them at 5 o'clock in the morning. So it would be blazing cold outside, right? I mean, you know, you're talking about teens and 20 degrees and all that. And man, ever since I moved around, so I went from Pittsburgh down to Atlanta, got a little bit softer down there just because it's nice, it's much nicer. Went out to the West Coast.
Much nicer.
Powder puff, bro. I mean, it just went with the cups to the cold anyway.
Hey, I'm not going to say the warm weather made you soft, though. I just think it's getting older. Because I'm getting older, and then I'm getting soft. I used to kind of wake up early. Now it's like I got to, you know, wipe, you know, wipe my eyes when I get up. The kids are screaming. I'm just like, I need like 7 cups of coffee, you know, real quick. Like, let's slow it down and I'll play Legos in a minute. But let me just have 1 cup and then, you know, let's get going. But I don't think we could get all, you know, you're in the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. I don't think we could get physically farther apart in the United States.
I think there's a couple more.
LA, you know, Portland to LA.
Couple more like zip codes that we could probably get. I could probably go down to like San Diego, hit right at the borderline somewhere. But yeah,
but it's fun, man.
But you're right.
This is
you're
the
right.
joy of technology is that we're able, you know, to chat and talk, and it's not like it's, you know, snail mail the whole time.
Man, and you know what? Talking about technology too, man. Like, I mean, are you seeing a lot of different things once it comes to like being in sales and like tech? I see a lot of stuff, but are you seeing some like good things out there? I know you've been doing sales for a long time.
Yeah, my thing is so I kind of think that I'm a little different.
Okay.
And what I've really found a lot is technology has made it easier to find out who you need to talk to.
True.
You know, so I'm in that marketing field, so I'm hitting everyone up. And what I feel mostly is social media. Not many people are using it to actually try to set meetings. I found it very successful for me to send a message through Facebook or through Instagram to a company that I'm pretty successful in getting the marketing person's name and email, maybe even a phone number, that I can reach out directly to them. And that's what I found from like the sales world, just because the person running your social media isn't necessarily that gatekeeper, and they're not trained to say, no, don't give them that, you know, don't give them Todd's email. They're like, oh yeah, you want to talk to Todd? Here it is. And you're like, gotcha.
That's a great point, though, man. You know what, though? I didn't even think about that, because if you try to call in, everybody's been doing it now, so you can still make those extra cold calls, and there's guys that are great at it. I don't feel like I'm one of those guys, but it, like, definitely works, right? And however, though, but the person on the other end of the line, whether it's the office manager, the gatekeeper, whoever, right? I mean, man, they're, like, trained to kind of shut down cold calls. But whoever's running those social media campaigns, man, normally it's either like someone's kid doing it, maybe it's the owner himself, or maybe it's just like some third-party agency doing it for them. And they'll gladly give away information, right?
Yeah, because they don't know. They're not trained that way. And I found, ever since I heard that, I have kind of switched my focus, and I make less phone calls. And phone calls are definitely needed. You still need to pound the phones.
Mm-hmm.
But I make less phone calls, more time researching, and more time reaching out to, like, you know, qualified prospects to get in front of them. I actually reached out. So you know, I work for a small minor league baseball team. And I actually had a meeting with a company in Germany that's based out of Germany about doing sponsorship here in Portland, Maine. Like,
interesting.
To me, that is insane. I should not be on their radar. But because I use social media, I was able to get a meeting with the guy. We're actually going to meet later this year or early next year. He said no last year, but I was able to get to the table. That's half the battle, is getting to the table and trying to eat. You know, so how about yourself? Have you used technology maybe in a different way to get into, you know, to slide into businesses? Or what have you seen that technology has helped you with?
Man, so you know what? This is going to be a perfect opportunity to, like, let a sales guy just talk. And you know how much we like to talk, right? because honestly, man, I mean, I've been doing a lot of DMs through Instagram. And that's been really, really, I mean, that's been working out really, really well. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to, like, be a direct line to business. But it is, you know, it has definitely been one of those things that has been great for, like, networking purposes. And my whole most recent experiment that I'm running is through podcasting guesting, right? So I've been podcasting now for the past 2 years, and I mean,
through Sales Culture too. So if you haven't subscribed, definitely subscribe to Sales Culture, and you can find that everywhere, right?
Appreciate that, brother. Absolutely, man. So yeah, I mean, I got well, it's kind of funny. I got, like, Sales Culture, where obviously I'm talking about sales and business, and then I have one called The Real Value Exchange, because I work in healthcare, so that one's geared more towards me trying to feature my actual clients talking about healthcare issues. And then I have my personal one called the Joe Limit Experience. So, I mean, hands down, you could tell I got pretty much addicted to, like, podcasting.
Yes, you did.
I mean, man,
three podcasts, man. Crazy.
I mean, I like tripled down on it, because it was one of those things where once I first got on, the very first episodes were horrible. I mean, I was just just out and I travel for work. So I was just podcasting as I'm on the go, you know, it's horrible background. I mean, like none of this stuff was right, but it was one of those things that got me exposed into it. And I started to find out that my clients were listening and I'm like, oh crap. Okay. They're actually tuning in to what I'm up to. And I don't feel like I was saying much cause I was just kind of babbling cause I just wanted to kind of get better over the microphone. Right. But then over time I was like, well, you guys want to join me on the podcast and you guys listen. And they're like, sure, I'll come on and talk about myself. I'm like, yeah, I'll literally give you a straight platform to talk about whatever you want to talk about, right? So if you're a business owner, if you're anybody who's selling anything, or if you have any type of ambitions that you want to try to pull off, then I pretty much use my actual podcast as platforms for other people. And so that right there has allowed me to network like crazy. Like I feel like I can talk to anybody and get to anybody too. I mean, now there has to be a reason with it, but still, it's like if somebody's up to anything, if somebody has a book coming out, if somebody has a brand new product that they're launching, service, whatever, then literally having them come on the show, talk about what's going on, and then promote the product for the most part.
Damn, man, yeah. That is very interesting. Right when you're saying that, when you're describing you starting out early, that's like what I'm doing now. Like I got headphones in, everything's right through the phone.
That's good, though.
No kind of special microphone. Yeah. It's great, though, but I like the idea. Of bringing a client
I try to kind of glean like how does life look through their eyes, right? Of course in sales, like we all have our actual goals and like quotas that we want to hit, but you know, just try to sit back and have a, you know, relaxed conversation. What's your background? What's your hobbies? What type of things are you doing in business, whatever they are? And then that way it's a much more natural flow, right? And it's really just like any other podcast interview. It's not anything too crazy. And it's kind of one of those things where like you don't have to really target like just your key accounts, but industry leaders or anybody that's in your industry that has something to say, speakers are great because they already have a canned speech ready for you, right? So targeting those people, having them come on your show, now you guys are both on each other's radar. And so if anything comes up, they can at least plug you to the right people. If they're looking for your product or your service down the line, you're already top of mind, you know? And it's really one of those things where I'm really trying to learn how to get better at trying to nurturing a lot of those conversations. But people that we just stay in contact through Instagram DMs, whatever, you know? So it's like now you have relationships. Once I first left Atlanta, I left about almost 2 years ago now, but I didn't know anybody on the West Coast. And I was like, all right, I got to meet some new people. And, you know, I didn't really know how to go about doing it besides the old school ways of just networking events, you know, just the basic stuff, right? And of course, I'm in sales, so I'm in the field, I'm meeting people that way. And that works too. That's cool. But I was like, all right, I want to try to really press deeper on like podcasting because then that way I can just naturally meet people of like influence, right? For one. But then two, it's a deeper conversation. It's like, now I'm like asking little things like even about you. Like I just found out you also have kids, right? I mean, like those little things that everybody picks up through natural conversations is like how I think we all can have a much better business relationship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's not so much of sitting in the office talking about it, and then you can feel like it's that, you know, that kind of the rapport of how was your weekend? Oh, do you want a robotic?
Yeah.
Of like the I have to build rapport with this person before I can sell with them. Where you do, but it's like the you're just kind of, you know, in a meeting. I think we've all done this too. Of it's like you're checking the box.
Of course.
You know, I need to do a rapport. I like that idea with the podcast though, and going there because it's more of a valid conversation. They're there for a reason because they're pushing their topic.
Yeah.
And then one day, you know, you're building trust with them. You're building rapport with them because you're talking to them. You're both are benefiting from it. And then they stay in mind because they must be pleased or, you know, they're on your podcast and they were pumped for it. Now it's when they have a need, they're going to call you.
100%, man.
It's, you know, that's double dipping at its finest.
I mean, if you take it one step further, too, it's like one of the things I think that a lot of us struggle in sales with is like, how do we come up with enough value to even ask for a meeting or ask for that phone conversation or whatever, right? Like, how do we leave with value first, right? Because a lot of times we're coming in, and if the marketing isn't killing it online and, you know, dropping a whole bunch of content for us or doing something that's going to bring in a whole bunch of value up front, then people don't want to talk to us, right? It's like, why do I talk to this guy? I know he's going to try to pull you some money out of me or my time away from you, right? You know, so I mean, podcasting totally can let you be like, okay, don't worry about that. You know, I want you to talk about whatever is important to you first. So it's you first, right? Opposed to let me try to see what I can get first. Yeah.
Let me tell you that first. I like that idea. That I think is a very unique approach. And that is what I always kind of say too, of changing the game and trying to adapt. And that's like a new thing, especially where, you know, you can podcast, like anyone can podcast too.
100%.
That's the best thing too. It's not like it's for the Joe Rogans of the world. And like, you got to be famous to do a podcast.
That guy's killing it though. That guy's killing it. I mean, seriously. I mean, like, I'm out here in LA, man. And like, this guy has it. He has the perfect setup. He has a nice studio. I mean, he gets nothing but the top guys. I'm like, he's killing it, man.
I've always said too, the best thing about Joe Rogan, I don't listen to him all the time just because I don't have that 3 hours every day to listen to him, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, I wish I did. If I could find 3 hours, it'd be amazing. But like, he gets very intelligent people on, but he talks to them like a real person.
Yeah.
Like, you listening to them, if you don't know something, you don't feel stupid because you didn't know it. You're just like, oh yeah, I didn't think of that. You know, that's, he just does it right. And I mean, that's what I wanted to, you know, it's just two buddies talking. That's what we want to listen to. You want to feel like you're in the conversation.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I think there's times when people kind of want like a little nugget here and there, but I mean, but honestly, I listen to Gary Vee pretty regularly, and I mean, he says the same stuff over and over again.
Talking about Gary Vee, I started listening to him too, and that's kind of why I started this podcast.
Interesting.
You know, I was sitting there, and there's a longer story, you know, in there of that. I had this itch that I had to scratch of trying to do something.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was. And the Gary Vee, just listening to him, is like, go do it. You know, there's always an excuse not to do it. Just do it.
There is.
And finally,
man,
one day, I recorded a podcast, put it out, and I got a decent response out of it from my buddy, you know, from friends and some family, and then some, you know, some unknowns like yourself who, you know, hit me back. And I said,
it was good.
Wow,
man.
This might be something.
I mean, man. You know what? There is something that happens, like, especially after you've been through the ringer. Like, if you can truly, you know, have that wisdom of like experience, you know what I mean? Like, because it's not book knowledge. Like, I went to school for marketing, and it was kind of funny. Even at my school, they had this whole sales program where they taught us, like, you know, spin selling, and you know, I follow all that stuff. You know, Sales Challenger. I mean, I love all of the different ways to go about trying to create relationships. I'm into it. But it's like, but there's nothing like experience, bro. You know, like, and like, people need to know what the real, like the honest, true experiences are, like, especially when it comes to business and especially in sales, because I feel like sales guys can go from zero to hero immediately. Like, they'll let sell at like 15 years old. you know, so it doesn't matter. Like, they're like, oh, can you close? Great. Get out there. So you could be the man, or you could feel like nothing from day to day. But this, you know, knowing exactly how that feels and what that process looks like, people that have that real life experience, man, they got to talk about it, bro.
Absolutely. And I think one of the best things that happened to me is I was fired from two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was like my first job. My numbers weren't where they should be. I got fired, and personally, I was very upset, and I played the blame game early. Yeah. Love, it wasn't my fault. It was their fault. They didn't train me. It was blah, blah, blah. And then like a couple of years ago, I finally like let go of it and said, no, it was my fault. It was my fault. I didn't do the extra research. I didn't prepare myself, even though they weren't training me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't putting myself out there and trying to make myself better. And right when I took it, you know, I acknowledged that it was my fault. Things got a lot easier of just, this is me. And I always knew I wanted to go into sales, and it was just something that like I acknowledged. But so when you said sales, why did you want to go into sales? Cause sales can be a dog sometimes.
Dude, sales can be
zero to hero.
Yeah, man. Sales can be a straight dog, dude. Like a rabid dog.
You know? Yeah, a rabid dog. But like, you find yourself in a dark corner alley, you start crying.
Yeah, foaming at the mouth, man. I mean, honestly, it's one of those things where I've been in sales for a long time, man. And it's like I remember one of the first products that I failed horribly at trying to sell was like these vacuum cleaners that were like $1,500 bucks. like back in like, I don't know what this is, like the late 90s. And I was just, I mean, I was garbage at it, like trying to like do these demos at people's house. And so I went from that.
You were that door-to-door vacuum guy.
Dude, I think I was still in high school or I was just graduating high school. I mean, I was like right in that, you know, late teen phase, right? And then,
Damn, man, good for you.
Well, no, it was horrible at the time. But I went from that and I got this, you know, big old health kick and I started working out hard and all that. And so I got into like gym membership sales. And that was probably my first real like sales track. And
okay.
I remember when I first got started, like I got started like towards the end of the year and like, you know, nobody was coming into the gym. I wasn't making any real, you know, closes at all. People were coming in just trying to poke around. I was the guy at the front who wanted to kind of give you the tour so you can buy the membership, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty easy mm-hmm. sell. And so I was like, shit, I got to go out and try to find like people to try to come in here. I didn't know how to go about doing it. January 1 came around. Everybody started coming for like New Year's resolutions. I thought I was rich because I was like, oh, I'm the greatest sales guy in the world. But lo and behold, it was just the market, right? I mean, everybody buys a straight membership January 1. And so, come around March, I felt like a straight loser again.
But hey, you were riding high for those 3 months.
Oh, man. I'm talking about, I was on the top of the world, bro. I was, you know, I was making about 3-4 times what any of my friends were making just because it was just busy. That's all. I don't think I was that good. And so I was like, all right, I was in school at the time. I was in college and I was like, all right, I'm going to go get into sales. And that's when I chose marketing. But my very first B2B sales gig, man, I was there for about 8 months. And you know, that's that magic mark where they want to let you go. If you're not producing around 6 months in, they're going to start having that conversation. And so I was always like one of those hard workers. I believed in hard work. I'm from Pittsburgh. So like I was like cold calling like crazy. I was selling something. I had no clue what it was. Like, I mean, but I was literally jumping on the phone with anybody. Like I was pounding out a good 120 about average calls a day. And but I wasn't closing anything. I wasn't closing the door. I didn't do anything. And so I remember that I had a great manager. He kind of pulled me aside and he's like, Joe, I love you. Everybody on the team loves you, you know, but man, and we can all see that you're working. Like, there's no question that you're actually trying to do some things here, but you're not, this might not be a good fit for you, man. So I'll give you a couple months. And like, I was devastated, even though I knew I sucked, you know, like, And so, man, just from there, bro, it was just like I just started piling into like trying to get better at it. Like, and like, what's the real way to kind of go about selling? Like, how do you, you know, truly try to generate business? Because real life conversations sound like, as you know, it's like you can't run up on somebody and say, hey, pull out your wallet and let me get it. That's called robbery. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're going to go to jail. You know, like.
Hey, that's assault, brother.
It's assault, brother. Yeah. What movie was that from? I forgot.
I have no idea, but I love it. Anytime I add that in the conversation, I tried to. So when I saw that opening earlier, I'm going to add that in.
Oh, that's perfect, man. That's just so, but I remember that. Yeah. I mean, man, so, you know, I mean, that's like a very long-winded way of saying that. I mean, I've been there too. Like, totally got fired from my first B2B, you know, sales gig. And then afterwards, you just start trying to hack away at what's the right process to actually do this. So,
it's a big trial and error. And like you said, too, it's just experience. It's going in and understanding that, you know, yeah, I know my product now. And then I got burned last meeting because I answered it this way, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not everything's the same. And you're right, with the talking heads, it's just kind of, they go back and forth and this is the slick way to do it. That's not necessarily why it's in the real world. You know, that's not what's making them successful. Or what I love the most is that, when you talk to someone who's kind of out of the sales game now, that's why I really want to talk to you, because you're in the sales game. You know, me and you, we're in the trenches. We're selling to this day.
Every day, brother.
And, you know, it's like you talk to these people that are out, like, well, this worked for me 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's we got to outthink everybody. We got to kind of stay on top and change things. And especially where, you know, it all depends on, when you're talking to it, what's important to them. You know, in my world, in the sports world, is it branding, or more people are now trying to go to fan interaction and they want to actually get things in hand. They don't love, some do, but not everyone wants to see your logo. They actually want to, you know, see it, smell it, taste it, feel it. So they need something in the fans' hands. So it's kind of, you know, changing your game, keeping that same framework of what I say of how things should flow, but changing the inner workings of it to make sure that you're hitting those points for that person.
That's a great point, man. Kind of, yeah.
You know, going from that way, that's what I truly believe in because, you know, like I said, every cold call has the same framework. Your goal is to get a meeting with them. Yeah. I don't care what size business it is, who you're talking to. Your goal is to sit down. It's just, you always got to stay relevant and always reach. If you feel like they could do something with you, and especially if you think they're a white whale, like if they're your white whale, you need to call them all the time. Like, not all the time, but you never let them go. 100%. You're always fishing for them. It's just, it's crazy. So let me ask this. Who is, tell me a good story, a sales story of that maybe you thought outside the box and, you know, you didn't have to sell it because, you know, like my thing with the, you know, Conan, that company in Germany, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah.
It's, tell me a story that you kind of thought outside the box, you worked hard for it, and it paid off for you, or you found it successful in what you did.
I'll give you a couple failures here just to kind of get spicy with it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
And so I was selling this, like, well, one of my second B2B jobs, I was doing outside sales because I was like, all right, I suck inside sales, trying to make all these cold calls. Let me go outside because I'm a people guy. I'm getting friends. Yeah. People going to love me. It'll be great. And honestly, it definitely was better for me. I mean, I actually did a lot much better doing outside sales. But one of the things that was interesting is that I was struggling just trying to get into this one account. They had, you know, guards everywhere. I mean, it was like, it was one of those classic sales stories where they tell you, you know, don't pass out any flyers up front. Checking in at the front desk, highly secure. And so I'm like pulling up to the parking lot because I called them, I emailed them. Of course, nobody picked up. And then it was like, I was like, I'm going to go during lunch break because it's probably busy during lunch break. Probably a lot of people kind of coming in and out. Pull up during lunch break and literally hopped out the car. And I was like, I'm looking for this guy, the person I was trying to sell to. And they were like, yeah, he's right over there. They pointed to him.
Stop.
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, man. And so, I mean, literally gave him my business card. Didn't pitch him right then, of course. I mean, I didn't throw up on him. But I was like, look, love to talk. I'm trying to get through. He was like, oh, okay, all right, cool. Linked up, had a meeting, didn't buy. But I'm just saying that, you know, using those out-the-box tactics, I think, is the only thing that we got left in sales. Because if you go the main route, it's just like it's just so easy just trying to get mixed in with everybody else, you know, like that's why I think what you're doing with like podcasting right now is perfect for you, man. I would definitely want to, you know, do anything I can to kind of help back you with that. And I just think that anybody in sales should be looking at doing something that's creative, you know, whether that's Instagram pictures, whatever your actual mainstream is, tap into it because I think everybody has to find their actual lane.
You do, man. You hit that nail on the head. I love that story though. You didn't sell, but to have that and like you're just there for lunch and it's like, oh yeah, but you want to talk to that dude?
Man, he turned straight white too, man. He was like, oh man, he was like, what? He's like, who are you? I mean, but
who are you? Like, why are you walking up and be like, I just want to get a meeting. That's gotta be, you know. And I'll let you go here soon. But my favorite thing about sales too is that, especially when they pointed them out to you. Did you get like, oh my God, this is working? Like, did you have that like, oh no, I'm gonna actually talk to this dude?
I mean, man, you know, I totally didn't think that was gonna happen. Honestly, I mean, best case, I was thinking, oh, I'll probably be able to drop my business card at the front or something. You know, like I wasn't thinking anything. So you automatically go to, oh, I'm killing it. You know, because your confidence goes from zero to hero, and then you're like, oh yeah, I'm about to do this. But you know, as I've been in the game a little bit longer. Like, it's just the process that you guys just tap into. And it's just putting, like, each, you know, hitting each step every time. And so, yeah, now I don't get excited about anything until, like, you know, checks cleared. You know, I've gotten my paycheck on the back end. So, like, I mean, now it's literally just kind of walking things through just for the sake of, is this a good fit for you? Are you sure you want to do this? Like, I'm asking those type of questions now.
Yeah. Where? Oh, yeah. Fine. That's great. That's
great, man. Though. Absolutely.
That's great. I had something similar. I was calling this this car company, mm-hmm. and I was like, there's no way I'm going to get through. Like, no way. So I'm prepping myself for, like, get ready for a voicemail. Like, yep. get ready for it. Like, you're going to leave a killer one, Justin. Like, let's go. He picks up. Hello, this is so. And I was like, what? Well, you picked up. Right. and then I was stumbling on my word. Like, I was not prepared for, like, I was ready for a book. Like, you're a national car. Like, nope. I was like, oh, what's up, man? Nothing came of it. But I ever since then, I was like, just kind of be prepared in yeah. case they pick up. Like, get ready. Have your two kind of, you know, frameworks in your head to knock it out. But
absolutely, yeah, man. Yeah. Always got to stay ready. And, you know, like, don't ever try to get too high or low, like, in sales. This is my whole thing, too, that I'm kind of learning along the way, is that, you know, like, because you are going to have those great days, but don't let them get too high and don't let the lows get too low, you know?
That is some great advice. That is great advice of just kind of stay level field. Mm-hmm. You know, live the highs, live the lows, but just, you know, live them. Don't go. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Joe, man, I from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you taking the time, man. This is, you know, about almost 40 minutes. I feel like we just said hello.
Yeah, this
has been fun, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, look, man, I'm down to do this whenever, anytime. I mean, because honestly, I love chopping up with you and, like, just like salespeople in, like, general. I think this is something that, like, you know, it's just cool to have other salespeople just talking, because we're all going through different things, trying different things out. And it's always cool just trying to see what's working for other people.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, hey, man, we'll keep in touch. For the 14 listeners that I have, the 15 with my stepfather.
Nice.
subscribe to all three of your podcasts. Give them a plug one more time.
Sure, man. So I got three of them. The best way to find me is at Joe Alex Lemon on Instagram or sales_culture. Those are my two Instagram handles, but I got three podcasts: the Real Value Exchange Podcast, Joe Lemon Experience Podcast, and Sales Culture Podcast. Search them anywhere. iTunes is probably the best way, but SoundCloud, wherever you'd like to actually listen to them, please, I would love to get your feedback on it. So appreciate this opportunity, Justin.
I love it, man. I love it, man, Joe. We'll talk soon. I appreciate it. Let's go. Let's have every listener go sell something. Make next week or wherever you listen to this the best week they can make. That's it. That's all we want, man.
Hell yeah.
Like, let's push out positivity. There's enough for all of us to eat at the table. You know, we're not competing. Let's all, you know, get some sales. That's it.
Love it, brother. Love it, man.
And with that, it's a wrap. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Sales Culture Radio Show. And to learn more about the agency, go to salesculture.work. And don't forget to rate it and subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast.